Right, I've just got to the end of another lesson with my Year 10 GCSE computing class. And today, really just one thing in today's lesson, which was I asked a class, without any help from me, to create a Python program. And the program had to have lots of mathematical questions. And what would happen is, like, the first question was, what's 2 plus 2? And if you got the answer right, then it said, well done. If you got the wrong answer, it would say that you hadn't done so well. Then, as it went on, the questions had to build up in difficulty. So we had a few problems. We had a bit of a competition in class to see who was the first one to get the first challenge correct. Then later on, we added in a score. So at the beginning of the game, your score was on 0. And each time you got a correct answer, it added on 1 to your score. Right, I'm going to ask two people from the class what their opinions was about today's lesson. So, Matt, today, what did you think about the lesson today?
I thought it was really good because making our own program, and it was like, there's the basic things from Python that you forget as time goes on. But like doing stuff like this, you come back to them and it helps them stick into your memory for longer.
So we've had some lessons where you've been learning out of a book, but you were saying you liked this today better because it was...
Yeah, it sticks into your memory better if you do the actual thing yourself.
And today you were working on your own. Mm. How did you find that different from working with pairs? Was it any different?
Yeah, it was quite different because sometimes you can, like... If you're not sure of something, you can ask the other people, but this time you have to try and work on your own and try and solve the problems yourself.
Thank you. And Vinny, something about today's lesson?
I think, as Matt said, it's pretty good for actually learning the skills, because once you've read it in the Python book, obviously you've read it, but once you do it on the script,
doing it practically,
then it sticks in your memory a lot more.
Did you manage to solve the first problem straight away?
Not straight away, but I was in the top three.
Right. Oh, yes, of course, because we had a little bit of competition and you came in third place. What was the thing that stopped you from getting first place, do you think? Because it was the
integers.
First bit, integers. So you hadn't converted your string back into an integer. That was the problem. Mm. Did you? Anybody anything else to add in or not? Okay. So, there we go. So that was some pupils' thoughts on the lesson that we've just had. It was really encouraging to see how engaged they all were. Even though there was one or two that were struggling, they were able to support each other as the lesson went on. And one of the key things I was clear to do was to focus on some of the key fundamentals that they all had to have in their game. And then I talked about some of the ways that they could make their game even better. So everybody had to have a minimum of 3 questions, and each of the questions had to be something like, what is 29 times 12, something like that. And then I had to give them a correct or response, you know, if they got it wrong. And then the next bit we added in later on was the score. So for every correct answer, it would give them a point. And it would even, as each question appeared, it would say to them, well done, your score is now 3. And then the best way of doing this was one child in the class, at the very end, it said, fantastic, well done, your score is 3 out of 3. So some of them had actually come up with if statements at the very end that would evaluate the score that the person had received in the game and then praise them or appropriate response depending on what the actual final score was. So there we are.